If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Which story are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the story of, I'm not worthy to be your son, give me a job as a servant? Or are you going to believe the Father's story? My son is back. Here is my ring. This is Pastor Sharon Sarles, and I have the mandate from God to spread the victory. And this is the victory, even our faith. And here is the promise of Scripture, Isaiah 54:13. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom, their total well-being. Shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. Glory to God. Welcome back to the Great Shalom Broadcast, and thank you for letting me preach. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't preach. We have been running a series on attention problems, and I'm not finished with saying all the things that I'd like to say about that, but it's time to preach the Word of God again, folks, and I just couldn't help it. Just couldn't help it. So thank you very much for listening to me. And thank you for your inspiring notes and emails. I really appreciate it. Every week I get a few. And so thank you for that. It's very encouraging. We'd love to hear from you. And would like to offer you a CD of some messages on healing. And for any gift, I'll send you a CD. So you can write me at The Great Shalom Broadcast at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78613. We'll give you that address again at the end. We're in a few weeks running up to Easter. And I was just inspired to go through some Lent thoughts with you. Lent is for some churches the weeks that run up to Easter. And in the ancient church, they used these weeks to teach people who were newcomers about the faith, and then they'd get baptized. It would be a great celebration on the Sunday before Resurrection Day, which better, I think, to call it Resurrection Sunday. And in some more traditional churches, they still use those weeks before Resurrection Sunday, call them Lent, and they use them as a time to prepare, to repent, to fast, to focus, and so that they are prepared for the coming of the Lord. And they celebrate, of course, Resurrection Sunday. So I knew this, and some things happen, and of course I've been studying, and want to bring to you some thoughts from 1 John. So we'll get back to 1 John in a minute, but the first thought I thought we would talk about is repenting for not teaching our children aright. Of course, this is a huge commandment, and I think we give it such short shrift, such inattention, such lackadaisicalness in our society and in our churches. Notice that the primary directive about teaching our children comes from Deuteronomy 6. And yeah, don't think this is going to be a downer. It says it'll be good. Okay, so Deuteronomy 6, some of the most famous and important and central passages for our whole understanding. The Deuteronomy 5, the fifth chapter, has the Ten Commandments. And Deuteronomy 6, starting in verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and upon thy gates. We're commanded to love the Lord. What a great commandment. And of course, that comes up in 1 John. And right then it goes into teaching your children. When you're going and coming, getting up and getting down. And wow. If you really love something, you can't help but talk about it. When it's that central to your life, you bring it into your house and into your conversations and into your relationships. And we, of course, mean to do that. Those of us who know the Lord, we know that love. But in our overstuffed lives in America, how often do we, I don't even have to finish the sentence. This week, went to a funeral. Good friend's grown son died. Old friends came over. They went out partying. He didn't wake up. And in times like this, and of course, they're a family of faith, and it was a beautiful service, full of faith and hope, and anchored in the resurrection, the reality of salvation. But at times like that, you do reflect, and you realize how precious life is, and how short your time is with your children. And when I look back, and of course, man, I tried. I did more than was possible. But I look back and think, oh gosh, how I wish that I could have done it better and more. And did I teach my daughter everything that could be taught? Did I teach her enough? Did I teach her about God? Wow. There's so much to do in every day. And did we enjoy life? Did we thank the Lord? Did we praise the Lord? Did I, you know, and so here's the good news from Epistle according to St. John. No, yes, the epistle. 1 John 1 and verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. We're called to have faith in this chapter. In this verse, if we confess our sins, yes, we should acknowledge our shortcomings. Confess our sins. But more than our sin is God. God is faithful. God is trustworthy. God is good. He is faithful and just. He's righteous. He works according to His own character. He's just to forgive us our sins because He said He would. And you and I, we can have faith in that word of God. God has integrity. God is good to His word. He said He would forgive us. So I've confessed my sin. Therefore, I can rely on, I can take, I can stand on the forgiveness of God. Glory to God. It's good news. And we should be robust in that belief. Otherwise, Satan can use condemnation to bang us down. And you know, I think many diligent mothers succumb to this temptation. They've done their best, but that's not a perfect job. And so then they fall into the guilt traps of, oh, I wish I had, I wish I could have. Believe the love, receive the power, the forgiveness, and the cleansing from all unrighteousness. God doesn't stop at simply forgiving sins. And I think this is very important, particularly for those who are more traditional and go through, for instance, a time like Lent. Let Lent not be a time of focusing on our weakness as if we were doomed to be stuck in it. You know, we're not stuck. We're not doomed to be stuck in immortality because mortality will put on immortality. He who believes shall never die. John 11. We should not be focusing and wallowing in and identifying with our limitedness. We acknowledge our sin, our shortcoming, our when we have done wrong, when we have transgressed, but then we confess it and we receive not just forgiveness, but also cleansing and also empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so God doesn't leave us in sin. God doesn't leave us only in positional righteousness, but he forgives us to cleanse us and to conform us to the image of his dear son. So no matter how bad a parent, teacher we have been, acknowledge it, confess it, receive forgiveness and cleansing that we might be better and better and better teachers so that we might look like Jesus and one day shine just as he does. Yes, he's our big brother. And so we ever press toward that mark. Glory to God. It's a huge, huge gospel. It is good news. It is so good that some people don't believe it. Too good to be true. That's right. In this world system, anything that's too good to be true is probably not. If it's advertising, if it's commercial. But this is God. This is God. And God is too good to fit in this world system. Well, but that makes sense because God created the planet, right? And the world system is the planetary system broken. So God is good. God is loving. God is all love. God calls us to repentance only because God has called us to a high standard. A supernatural standard, because that's who we were created to be. We were created to be like God. Yes, well, we blew it. Okay, what God calls us to forgiveness and to cleansing and to growth. Empowerment. Fortunately, we don't even have to do that in our own strength, but in the power of God. So believe. Believe God's story. That's the good news. The funeral, they read Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son. Son got his inheritance, went off, squandered it, found himself hungry with the pigs, despicable condition, and said, I think I'll go back. My father's servants live better than I'm living. So he rehearsed his speech. He went back, and the father, very unusually for a father of that time and place, he didn't just sit on the porch like a sultan, but he ran out, kissed and hugged the son and told the servants to bring a ring and a robe and kill the fatted calf. And the older son objected. And the point was, which story are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the story of, I'm not worthy to be your son, give me a job as a servant? Or are you going to believe the father's story? My son is back. Here is my ring. He has my authority. Here is my robe. He's got the family around him. Here is my celebration. We're having a party. You're going to believe the previous story or the son's story or the father's story? That son had to believe. He was called. Which story are you going to believe? And your call today, which story are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the story of, I'll never be a good parent, never be a good teacher? Or are you going to believe, okay, I didn't quite measure up, but I receive forgiveness and I receive cleansing and I receive empowerment. Receive the gifts that God has for you, for your children, for your students, and for the world through you. This is the gospel. Glory to God. I invite you to pray with me now. If you have never prayed to receive the Lord, then do that now, because God calls you to repentance, but it is a great good gospel. He calls you to repentance, and maybe you've messed everything up. Great. God is bigger than all of your mess ups. His fix up is bigger than your mess ups, because he's God, and newsflash, you're a human being. So all it takes is confessing and believing the forgiveness and the cleansing. So let's go to God right now. Just pray after me. If you've never prayed before, pray after me out loud. Say, Dear God in heaven. That's right. Say, Dear God in heaven, I acknowledge that I have messed up. And I receive your forgiveness. I thank you for forgiving me. And I receive your cleansing. I exchange my mess up for your fix up. I give you my life. And I will live for you. Take my life and do something glorious with it. I know you will. Thank you. And I now call you Father. Glory to God. Write me and tell me that you did that, because I would like to help you on your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so let me pray for you. I pray blessings. I pray insight upon all my listeners, that they would continue to walk in a forgiveness. They would not permit condemnation to come on them, that they would, when they see a fault, a shortcoming, something they didn't do, and particularly around parenting, around teaching the next generation, may they receive that insight, but not with condemnation, but with an expectancy that they will now be empowered, forgiven for the past, but empowered for the future, that we would grow more and more to be like our big brother Jesus. So I bless the parents who are listening. I bless the teachers who are listening. May we prepare ourselves more and more for the coming of the Lord. And may we walk in that resurrection life from today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And for those who need healing, I speak healing. Receive your healing. Bodies be made new, be restored, be good tools, good vehicles for the kingdom to flow out, for the love and the grace to flow out of these vessels. For those who need prosperity, I speak prosperity. May their seed be multiplied. May they find great harvest. We receive the good news of your covenant. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are love. We thank you. We thank you that you came to us and you showed us the way of love. And we commit ourselves to it, Lord. Glory to you. Praise to you. Honor. We pray in the mighty, matchless, wonderful, all precious name of Jesus, the Messiah. Amen.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
Sharon would love to pray with you for your children. In fact, it would be an honor for her and her prayer team to bring you and your loved ones to the throne of grace. Just email your urgent prayer request to info@greatshalom.org or write to The Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. God says where two or more are gathered together, I am there. God hears and answers prayer.
I'm so excited to announce the release of my book on homeschooling called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It addresses how to homeschool for all special learning needs. It covers everything. It's really a methodology book. It draws on many philosophies of education. It's tested, and I think you'll like it. It's really a strategies book. And you can get it by going on to my website, www.greatshalom.org, and clicking through. And then a supplier will send it to you in trade paperback form, or you may get it at a download at a discount if you like. Now, you can write me for it. It's $35, and send me shipping and handling also. And you can write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, in the United States of America, 78630. Although I don't know how I will deal with foreign currency. So if you can do the internet, it makes it so much easier and faster for you. Just go to www.greatshalom.org and click through. Get Learn at Home for Great Shalom and tell all of your home educator friends. Thanks so much.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
God wants you healed. That's right. Forget about why God may not want you healed. He does want you healed, well and healthy. And in Sharon Sarles' new book, God Wants You Healed, she shows you this from a biblical perspective. This new book is available now and can be obtained in either a downloadable format or in hard copy at www.greatshalom.org. That's www.greatshalom.org. And remember, God wants you healed.
Okay, I promised you another chance at that address. I know how hard it is to grab a pencil and get it. So here's an address coming up. The Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, Inc. at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. Of course, you can email me at info@greatshalom.org. info@great, like big, and shalom is shalom.org. info@greatshalom.org. I would love to hear from you. And certainly, if you prayed to receive the Lord for the first time, please, please, please write me and get in touch also with a Bible-believing pastor in your area. It's very important. And I would like to put more materials in your hands because, of course, there's a limited time on any broadcast. If you go to my website, you'll find many resources there. www.greatshalom.org, and you can click through and get some books. Have a couple of tape series as well. So if anything will help you, please avail yourself of that. And I do have an offer today. If you will send a gift of any size, then I'll send you a CD with some messages about healing on it. I'm glad to do that. You know, this ministry, as far as I know, is unique. I'm receiving emails that other people think it's unique. I have the mandate of God to speak faith, healing, over learning problems in particular. I don't know of anyone who's doing that. There have been some ministries who work on parenting or who work on what's called religious education, but children have so many needs today. There's just simply no question. Nobody wants to talk about the statistics because they are bad. And even when it comes to character issues, it's a huge need. It's so great that it will soon be on the public political agenda. Certainly education and standards thereof already is. And we see through the generational cohorts in the United States that the younger the people are, the less they're churched. We need to share the good news with this generation. It is our duty to. It is our duty as parents and teachers. And I submit to you, it's also our duty as grandparents. You know, you don't graduate from being mature. You don't somehow get to say, I'm not going to be a leader anymore in the household of God. And we are a household. And those of us who are mature grandparents, we don't graduate from contributing in that way, just like we don't in a family. So I would ask you to pray and see what your participation should be in this ministry. I'm so glad that so many people are finding it useful and encouraging. Think about the young mother who maybe her own mother wasn't much of a model. Maybe she doesn't have a man in the home. So if often is the case, she is young, struggling herself, and now she has children, and maybe that's gone on for a generation or two or three. And how great her need is. She can't afford to monetarily contribute in the same way that the older, more money generation is, although she's got the pressing need. And older people may not feel like in the natural that they have such a great need to teach the young. But in fact, we know in the bigger picture, that's vital for our nation. That's even normal, natural reasoning. But how great a ministry. Anyway, God called me to do it, and I'm doing it. And I'd ask you to pray and see if the Lord's directing you to a partner. So once again, my address is P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630, or info@greatshalom.org. And the website is www.greatshalom.org. Please come and make those things available to yourself. And we are just so honored, grateful to be able to bring it to you. This is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. The Great Shalom Broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of the Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry. Thanks, y'all.